Yeah, Chris Doucette wanted to hear Dogmatics. I actually, I had the pleasure of interviewing, helping interview Dogmatics. What night was that? Yeah. Last Thursday, was it?
Maybe. I'm thinking it's a Wednesday, maybe Thursday.
Barrence Whitfield played anyways. It was really good, and it's for this movie, Chet's Last Call, they're doing. They filmed some of Barrence, and they interviewed Barrence, and they got to interview some other people who weren't even playing. And part of that was a couple of the guys from Dogmatics, and they were really funny, those guys. Good interview, so I'm sure a lot of that will get into the movie. A lot of people are interviewed, though. Yeah. It's just going to be little snippets.
And you were like the gaff holding the microphone.
I was a grip.
A
I
grip,
guess.
That's it.
But I actually helped out with the interviews. I mean, I think Ted.
I'm sure, yeah.
Ted realized, like, you know, every now and then I'd ask a question and something really cool would come out of it. I think they're just going to chop that right out. Like, you won't even hear us asking questions. It's just going to be their
the
responses,
answers,
you know?
Right,
so,
yeah. We'll
no
see.
Big
we'll
deal.
Have to wait to
no
see.
Big deal. I don't need to take.
You really don't
interviewer
need the spotlight?
Credit.
Okay.
No. I'm fine with being grip or best boy. Dogmatics, Thayer Street, going out to Chris.
I can't breathe in the morning. I can't sleep in the night.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Classic Ruins there with Billy Borgioli on vocals. The Madison. Before that, Thayer Street. Before that one, it was Jet Set. It was actually, Cal just told me the song was Beach, not Anorexia.
Oh.
But that's the way they're in the system. It must have, when the CD was put in the system, that's the way
Someone
the metadata was. So.
Yeah.
So those will be screwed up and
forever.
Somebody just has to tell me that I did switch it. Now it says it was Beach that was played, but hopefully I can remember that. Anorexia is Beach, but who knows about all the rest of the songs on that CD?
You'll have to get Cal in here to,
We'll just have to say, we know this is Jet Set. It's just another great song by them. But that one was Beach. Joe Moyer telling me he's, I don't know. I guess I will say this. He's saying that he has a...
You can't keep it in
a
minute.
A great thigh scraper gig in the making, but I got to make sure everyone's in on it.
That'd be great. Bring back the thigh scrapers.
Well, you know, I knew Jimmy would always play with me, but, you know, it sounds like the other guys that liked the last show so much, they're taking some initiative to keep it going. So, hey, that's cool.
Very cool.
Hey, you have a request? 855-915-9636. Here's the Nervous Eaters.
Yeah. by killing the jet, you become a hero in the Muslim world. They take you off the air. Was it something that you said to the corporation guys upstairs? It wasn't the pressure, you never sounded down. It couldn't be the ratings, you had the best in town. Somehow I'm gonna find you, track you down. Gonna keep on searching around and around and around and around. Was it something that you heard, or something that you saw, that made you lose your mind? Did you lose control? Did you step out of line? If you're there, give us a sign. I can't believe that you've been taken off the air. Think I'll sell my radio now that you're not there.
We're ready already.
hand taking on my dome. Left me here in my stately home, blazing on a sunny afternoon. And I cannot sail my yacht, he's taking everything I got. All I got is a sunny afternoon. Save me, save me, save me from this squeeze. I got a big fat mama trying to break me. And I love to live so pleasantly, live this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon.
see a nine stone weakling with knobbly knees. I did my knees bent, press ups, touch my toes. Had another sneeze and I blew my nose. I looked in the mirror at my pigeon chest. I had to put on my clothes because it made me depressed.
Superman,
101.5 WMFO in Medford. Hey, and Raven joins us. How's it going, Raven?
Hey, all you ravers.
That's right.
Raven Ravers.
I'm rockin' Raven with the Ravers.
What number is she? I gotta turn her mic up more.
I don't know.
Look at the side of her
mic. I'm gonna turn my mic up.
Well, you're sitting far away from it, so instead of telling you what to do, I'll just turn it up.
No, you don't want to eat the mic, do you? No.
Yeah, now you're loud.
As a producer, I knew those things.
All right. Hey, Cal Kelly is reminding us, go out and see The Seeds, Pushing Too Hard, Boston premiere screen and event tonight at 8 p.m. To start the evening, a special once-in-a-lifetime performance of Seeds classics and more by the Seedlings, formerly a band that time forgot, featuring members of Robin Lane and the Chartbusters.
Oh, nice.
Tim Jackson, Robin Lane, Asa Brebner, Pat Wallace, John Fitzer. Tim Jackson and Robin Lane will stick around after the film The Taker Questions with Dr. Neil Norman. That's pretty cool, huh?
Very cool.
That's great. That's a blast from the past.
Where is this at? Regent Theater.
Arlington.
Tonight? 7 Medford Street, Arlington. Yeah, 8 p.m.
All the cool shows are there.
Yeah, lots of cool people. Hey, let's send this one out to Sky Saxon. Seeds. 101.5 MFO. The Seeds pushing too hard. Yes, they're playing, playing a bunch of Seeds songs tonight. The Seedlings will be playing. Robin Lane, all sorts of other people will be there. And a movie about the Seeds at the Regent Theater. I guess that starts at 8. Check it out.
Cool, yeah.
Yeah.
Think about it, yeah.
Oh, it's past that time.
For the Boston Groupie News report.
You want to call it the review.
Walks of rhymes.
We're going to change that.
It's my report.
You can call it whatever you like. What's going on with the Boston Groupie News?
Tonight at Great Scott, we have Dancing Randy's Ska Punk Time Machine.
Nice.
That sounds interesting.
Ska punk?
Ska punk.
All right.
And on Friday, the Midway has Moto, The Time Beings, Black Souls, and Shiny Beasts.
That sounds like a good bill.
And then next Saturday, we have the Stigmatics right here at Crash Course for the Ravers, 1 to 4 p.m.
Woo!
And that is the Boston Groupie News.
Wow. Well,
that's a great gift.
I'm sure they have. There's all sorts of other stuff. Go to bostongroupienews.com to check out that and more. And we have Raven joining us this afternoon. Anything special going on in your life right now, Raven? Raven Ruane.
Lots of things going on in my world.
I know.
But I'm enjoying being here at WMFO. With Brian Young and Marie Michelle, Crash Course for the Ravers.
All right.
Plug.
We'll get into it.
This one goes out to you, all right, Raven?
If I could bow, I'd bow. Oh.
emotions inside yourself. They're hard to face, but you must try. You hide your feelings from the one you love. You got me wondering why. I don't know how to do anymore for you. You say I don't love you enough. Ooh, yeah, I can hardly satisfy.
Just that I'm
91.5 WMFO in Medford. It's been another great show. And who was that? Who was that? That was PJ Harvey. Highway 61 Revisited. Robin Lane and the Chartbusters before that. Before that, it was Sheryl Crow with Stevie Nicks. Ash Wind, sounded mostly like Stevie Nicks, even though Sheryl Crow gets most of the credit. Go figure.
Gold, it was probably a concert they did together.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for coming in, Raven. Thank you, 30 Silver. Thank you, Marie. Who do we have next week again?
The Stigmatics.
Stigmatics. Great band.
Stigmatics.
Yes.
I'm down.
I think that will be full band plugged in, so
nice.
Definitely be here for that. Until then, see ya!
In the 30 seconds this public service announcement will run, the United States will spend $161,146 on the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Ever wonder about where your tax money goes? More information on how your tax money is being spent can be found at nationalpriorities.org.
It all started in